This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. President-elect Joe Biden says the United States will be ready to lead again on the global stage after he succeeds President Donald Trump in January, pledging to work together with Washington allies abroad. This comes as the presidential transition begins. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The certification of Democrat Joe Biden's win in Michigan Monday appeared to be the domino that finally pushed the Trump administration to allow the long-awaited transition process to begin. After the Michigan certification, the General Services Administration ascertained Biden is the apparent winner of the election. President Donald Trump then tweeted a recommendation for GSA and his team to cooperate on the transition while still vowing to fight the election results. The ascertainment by GSA Administrator Emily Murphy is more than a formality. It frees up funds for the transition and allows Biden's team to begin installing transition personnel at federal agencies. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Humanitarian organizations are ramping up efforts to assist refugees who continue streaming into Sudan to escape fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region. The UN Refugee Agency in Sudan says thousands of new Ethiopian refugees are arriving in Sudan every day. The UN says the number of Ethiopian refugees entering Sudan could soon reach 200,000 if fighting between Ethiopian federal government troops and Tigray regional forces continues. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, on Tuesday urged government forces and the Tigray People's Liberation Front to give clear orders to their forces to spare and protect the civilian population from ongoing clashes. For more on any of today's top news stories, go to voanews.com or use the easy-to-use VOA mobile app. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Syrian army says early on Wednesday, Israeli airstrikes hit an area in the southern outskirts of Damascus, where military defectors say there is a strong Iranian military presence. In the second such attack within a week, military defectors say the strike targeted a military base close to the Syrian Golan Heights along the border with Israel that had been hit earlier. Britain and France on Tuesday announced their intention to ease coronavirus restrictions in the run-up to Christmas as a second wave of infections subsides following weeks of lockdowns in Europe. In a televised evening address, French President Emmanuel Macron announced that shops could reopen this Saturday and that nationwide stay-at-home orders would be lifted on December 15th. The British authorities also announced on Tuesday that restrictions on social mixing and travel would be eased across Britain over Christmas, with up to three families allowed to mix over the festive period. Meanwhile, the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. could be make or break in the virus response. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Among the doctors worried about a post-holiday COVID-19 spike, David Rubin, the director of Policy Lab at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He says they have had Thanksgiving circled on the calendar.
This one is a holiday that involves generations spending time together. And with the amount of transmission we're seeing right now, I think there's a sufficient amount of concern that we're likely to see a big jump about a week or a week and a half after the holiday.
And with Christmas and New Year's ahead of us?
For many years, we just don't know what the top of the peak looks like. And with hospitals now seeing a tremendous amount of pressure around capacity, that's where all of our concerns need to be right now.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Foreign donors pledged a projected $12 billion in civilian aid to Afghanistan over the next 4 years at a conference on Tuesday, but many made it conditional on protecting human rights and making progress on peace talks in a major shakeup for the country's economy. Many donors put strict conditions on future funding, and some officially committed for just the next year. Diplomats said keeping financing for Afghanistan on a tight leash could provide foreign governments with some leverage to inject a greater sense of urgency into a halting peace process. Well, it's official. At a ceremony in the White House Rose Garden Tuesday, broad-breasted turkey Corn received the annual presidential pardon ahead of Thursday's Thanksgiving holiday. According to the White House website, Corn, whose favorite snack is sweet corn, was hatched in July and weighs just over 19 kilograms. The first official turkey pardoning was done in 1989 by President George H.W. Bush. For pictures of the turkeys, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.